I don't know whether he changed his mind as he went along. The Dickens scholars will no doubt be able to tell us that. But his plots do not appear to vacillate in any way. By contrast, I found that by publishing each chapter very shortly after I've written it, I may commit to a development that I later regret, and am then unable to change what happened, because the relevant part has already been published in the newspaper. So a character may enter the plot and then, because I've lost interest in him or her, have to disappear. I also find that I'm susceptible to suggestions from readers, who often write in with their views as to what might happen in future chapters. If the readers take against a character in a big way, then that particular figure has very little chance in a serial novel. There are plenty of cliffs over which literary characters can fall. Or waterfalls, too. Remember Holmes and those fateful falls? But that's another story altogether.
And that was Alexander McCall-Smith. And that brings us on Radio 3 to Late Junction, presented tonight by Fiona Talkington.
They're playing love songs on the radio. I stole you, but I stole you. An inch of snow and forecast full of rain. The days ago it made its way into your stereo. Where virtuosos spill their guts over who climbs what and how high and how much it grates. I can make mistakes and I can break my strings. And aside from the song I sing, I haven't got you anything. Where are my handfuls of roses? Where are my promises that I'm yours? Where is my sense of adventure? Seems I only ever climb your contours. And I said it's better to wait for the weather to blow us apart or throw us together, cause I've read things about words like forever. And plus you're plastered and pouring in.
Be cured or endlessly reassured.
I'm so sure, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm so sure, I'm not sure. What I upset myself for, upset myself for, upset myself for, upset myself for.
Ruth Theodore says she was born in a nowhere place between Winchester and Southampton. She's now based in London and she's got a new album out this month. That was a track called Slow Dance, opening Late Junction tonight. And coming up later on, something from the new album by the Polish trumpeter Tomasz Stanko. There's another Wayfaring Stranger version for you. Deerhoof, Django Bates and Benjamin Britten as well. A couple of weeks ago, I played you a piece by Paolo Angeli, who plays the prepared Sardinian guitar. He'd been in London recording for Jazz on Three, and he did a piece especially for Late Junction on this wonderful instrument. Well, Paolo's got a new album out now, too, called Sale Quando Basta, and from that here's a track called Bashka. Thank you. Thomas Stanker's new release with his New York quartet, David Vireas on piano, Thomas Morgan on bass and Gerald Cleaver on drums. And that was the title track, Wisława, named after the Polish poet Wisława Szymborska, who died last year, described as the Mozart of poetry. In fact, the whole album is dedicated to and inspired by her. Before that, master and inventor of his Sardinian-prepared guitar, Paolo Angeli, and a track called Bashka from his new album, which is called Sale Quanto Basta. Now, this is the Warsaw Village Band.
Thank you. Fish got ladies in a row. Kiss them twice and wind them up and look at them go. Blushing at the raindrops, curling up the cliff tops in the snow. 50 fish got ladies in a line. Boulders brazen, monkeys with a war in their minds. Staring out to sunset, waiting hushed and concrete for their time.
Gwyneth Herbert and Fishguard Ladies from her album The Sea Cabinet, inspired by the Suffolk coast and a residency in Aldborough. Man in Formaldehyde, just before, from a few years ago. Time Lapse Flower One was the title of that track. And the Walsall Village Band, first of all. Moya Dolo, My Fate. Thoughts of the Suffolk coast from Gwyneth's track turn my attention to Benjamin Britten and to one of my own very favourite moments in all of his compositions, the haunting sonnet, a setting of Keats, and epilogue from his serenade for tenor, horn and strings. And for me, there's no sound like the legendary recording from 1944, the horn playing of the late Dennis Brain. Peter Pears is the singer.
Oh, yeah.
Wayfaring Stranger, arranged by saxophonist Charles Lloyd from the album Lift Every Voice. His response to the September the 11th attacks on New York. Jerry Allen on piano, John Abercrombie on bass, and Larry Grenadier on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. And that version of Wayfaring Stranger was the suggestion of P. Michael Summer from Hays County in Texas, who actually emailed quite a long list, actually. Thanks very much for that. If you'd like to make a suggestion for unusual versions, perhaps, of the song Wayfaring Stranger, you can email us or tweet. The email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And before that, the closing sonnet and epilogue from Benjamin Britten's Serenade for Tenor, Horn and Strings, Peter Peers and the legendary Dennis Brain and the Boyd Neal Orchestra, recorded in 1944. Now, the harmonica playing of Jed Davenport, the first song he recorded in 1929, the How Long Blues. Thank you. A duo who call themselves Juri and Juri, which means in Finnish root and root, or only just. The singer is Emilia Lajunen and her partner is Eero Grundström, whom you might know from the Finnish harmonica quartet Sveng. Eero plays harmonium on the album as well, and that was a traditional Romanian song called By the Imatra Rapids. John Taverner's setting of George Herbert just before Love Bade Me Welcome, sung by the choir of St George's Chapel, Windsor Castle. And Harmonica Blues Festival from 1929 from Jed Davenport, the How Long Blues. Now, you'll have heard a lot of Icelandic music from me earlier on in the year following my visit to the Dark Days Music Festival in Reykjavik. And I think you can still find my blog on the Radio 3 website. I came across this piece recently, though, the classical violinist Hilary Hahn and prepared piano guru, no stranger to Lake Junction, Hauschka, who were inspired by the Icelandic tectonic plates in this piece called Rift.
Thank you. 'Twas on one summer's evening, all in the month of May, down by a flowery garden I carelessly did stray. I overheard a damsel in sorrow to complain of for her absent lover who ploughed the raging main. I boldly steps up to her, which put her in surprise. Oh, she really did not know me, I'm being in disguise. I says, me charming creature, me joy and my delight, how far have you to wander this dark and dreary night? It's all the way to Cloddy Banks, if you will please to show. Pity a maid distracted, not knowing where to go. I am in search of my true love, and Johnny, that's his name. All on the banks of Cloddy, I'm told he do remain. Oh, it's 6 long weeks or better since Johnny he's left the shore. He's across in the wide ocean where the thundering billows roar. He's across in the wide ocean for honour and for gain, till I were told his ship got wrecked all on the coast of Spain. On hearing this dreadful news, it put she in despair, wringing of her hands, crying and tearing of her hair. Now me Johnny's left me, no other man I take. Once more through woods and valleys I wander for his sake. On hearing this pretty maid, he could no longer stand. How he fell into her arms, crying, Betsy, I'm that man. I am your false young man that you thought was slain, but since we met on Cloddy Banks, we'll never part again. Crying, Betsy, I'm that false young man that you thought was slain, but since we met on Cloddy Banks, we never shall part again.
Well, marking British Music Month here on Radio 3, that's from a new album which chooses some of the songs from the new Penguin Book of English Folk Songs, which we were featuring later on last year. That was James Findlay there with Cloddy Banks, first recorded by one Arthur Lane, who was visited in Winchcombe Workhouse by Percy Grainger and his cylinder recorder. And before that, a piece called Rift from Hilary Hahn and Hauschka, inspired by the place in Iceland where the North American and the Eurasian tectonic plates meet. Tomorrow night, Deerhoof play Yoko Ono's Meltdown Festival at London's South Bank. Here they are, indulging in a little face painting.
Take my hands now, walk to where you lie.
A Django Bates special, a tribute to Charlie Parker in his Moose the Mooch. Django joined there by Peter Bruhn and Peter Eld, playing Charlie Parker's music, as Django says, with respect, contemporary sensibility and with joy. Django's at Brecon on August the 10th and at the Proms on the 28th of August. And Deer Hoof just before, you can hear them at Yoko Ono's Meltdown at London South Bank tomorrow night. Well, here on Radio 3 tomorrow night, Mary Ann Kennedy introduces World on 3, celebrating British music with concert sets from the Shetland Folk Festival, featuring the English bluegrass banjo player Leon Hunt and young Scottish band Skerryvore. And on Monday night in Jazz on 3, Jess Nelson's at the BBC's Maida Vale studios, celebrating British Music Month here on Radio 3 with Blacktop and the Laura Jerd Quintet. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with the Tokyo-based composer and producer Tomonari Nozaki, a new artist for the UK label Four Wind from his album North Palace. And just before that, Mark Padmore and Morgan Szymanski with words by Vikram Seth. All you who sleep tonight. I'll be back on Tuesday. Till then, good night.
All you who sleep tonight, far from the ones you love, no hand to left or right, and emptiness above. Know that you aren't alone. The whole world shares your tears, some for two nights or one, and some for all their years. Mm-hmm.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The opening concert tonight is one from Luxembourg in January 2011. The Luxembourg Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitri Kitayenko, in Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony and Shostakovich's First Cello Concerto. But they set off with Shostakovich on a smaller scale, the composer here in his early 20s, arranging for wind band and timpani two of Scarlatti's most popular keyboard sonata movements, a pastoral and a capriccio. The capriccio, perhaps with a few echoes of Stravinsky's Pulcinella. Shostakovich almost certainly heard Otto Klemperer conduct the Soviet premiere of Pulcinella in 1925. And this opening pastoral is strangely melancholy.
Thank you.
Shostakovich arrangements of two pieces by Domenico Scarlatti, published as Shostakovich's Opus 17 and given their premiere by the Leningrad Philharmonic in 1929. The players you've just heard, the Luxembourg Philharmonic, conducted by Dmitri Kitayenko in 2011. Cellist Truls Merk joins them now for the first of Shostakovich's two cello concertos. This concerto had its premiere in Leningrad in 1959. It's the soloist who carries most of the weight in the work, and this opening motif lies at the heart of all four movements.